This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump speaks to reporters off the cuff outside the White House this morning. Among the things he says, he's unhappy with his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
We have an Attorney General. I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons, and you understand that.
And President Trump telling reporters Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is confronting a very unfair situation. He says it's a tough thing for Kavanaugh and his family, and it would be very unfortunate if Kavanaugh's accuser did not show up for a scheduled hearing on Monday. The president speaking as he was preparing to travel to North Carolina, where he'll be visiting affected areas after Hurricane Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van taking them to a hospital was swept off a road by floodwaters from that storm last night. The two sheriff's deputies were taking the women to hospitals north of Myrtle Beach when it happened. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The all clear has been given at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland after a woman had earlier made threats and reportedly refused to leave the west gate to the base. The woman allegedly claimed to have explosives in her car, but an investigation into the incident is still going on. But again, the all clear has been given outside Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. The man accused of murdering University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts to be arraigned shortly. 24-year-old Christian Rivera is facing a first-degree murder charge for Tibbetts' death. Police say Rivera pursued Tibbetts in his vehicle after he saw her out jogging. A New Jersey bookmaker won't honor a bet that would have paid $82,000. FanDuel refusing to honor the $110 bet at the Broncos or on the Broncos on Sunday night that would have paid more than $82,000. It's citing an error in the odds-making process. The New Jersey Division of Gaming says they're investigating the case. And Sony is going old school for its next new big thing, and it's smaller, too. The Japanese electronics giant saying it will be out with a miniature version of its original PlayStation console, calling it the PlayStation Classic. and it'll go on sale on December 3rd. Find us right now online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do. That's the way we roll right here at the intersection of faith and politics. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Are you having fun yet? Yeah, it can be fun. I understand. I mean, there's a lot of serious stuff going on. Maybe it's because some of this stuff is so serious. You know, I would say don't lose your sense of humor over it all, because it is, it's our humanity. You know, we're all going through this journey together. I think sometimes if we take ourselves too seriously, we're about to explode. Although there are serious things to look at, especially, you know, we think about what's happened in the Carolinas, you know, what happened up there with Hurricane Florence. It is heartbreaking. To see the devastation that has taken place, and here they are. I mean, they're still trying to recover, you know, as they said, you know, from a couple of years ago, from the hurricane that hit 2 years ago, and now, as they're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's not a light, it's a train coming at them by the name of Hurricane Florence, and now this has really set things back. You know, it is really a sad story. And speaking of which, we're going to talk about what's been going on in Puerto Rico. Our next guest, Julio Rivera, who's been on with us many times, he is of Puerto Rican descent, the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LifeZ.com, and The Washington Times. And he states that Trump didn't fail Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico failed Puerto Rico. And there's a lot to unwrap right there. Julio, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you so much for having me on, Bill. I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, always good to have you here, and especially to have your perspective, because this is part of the challenge that we have right now. Is you can call it the fake news, you can call it the propaganda news, whatever you want to call it. Clearly, the mainstream media is anti-Trump. I mean, there's just no other name for it. And in the process of being anti-Trump, You get this sense of feeling, if you have any sense of patriotism, that the mainstream media is almost becoming anti-American, because we have a president in the Oval Office that is doing a lot of positive things on behalf of we the people and resetting our country on the basis of the U.S. Constitution. What a novel concept. And people who have been able to get away with literally murder in this country because they've been able to evade and elasticize the Constitution, they don't want to go back to the they look at it as taking steps backwards into the into the archives, into the old ages, and not something that is contemporary, because you know we know so much more today, right?
Yeah, I know. Everybody thinks that they got it all figured out, and then they're obstructionist, and, you know, heavy-handed solutions are going to work, and it's going to work this time. You know, it's all the big call about socialism and democratic socialism, which is starting to take off in this country. Speaking of Puerto Rico, you got, you know, Alexandria Cortez of Puerto Rican descent. going after the president's policies. You see what's going on in New York State with Andrew Cuomo playing the identity politics game, threatening to file a lawsuit against the federal government on behalf of the Puerto Ricans of New York regarding Donald Trump's and the federal government's response to Hurricane Maria. Just were really crazy times overall that we're living in, Bill.
Well, Puerto Ricans, Hispanics, people of all ilk that want, you know, that allow themselves to be put into boxes like this, they put them, you know, politics will want to put you in a box of convenience because that's convenient for them. But look, I know a lot of Puerto Ricans. They're not monolithic. You know, you can put 50 Puerto Ricans in a room and you're going to have 50 ideas, you know, just like 50 Hispanics. I don't care. It's just the way it is. They all have an opinion. They have their version. But the beauty of America when it operates in its true American spirit is there's room for all 50 opinions, right? And that's what makes us great is that we can, draw benefit from those perspectives that are so vital in the greater context of what America is all about. But for the sake of convenience and expediency, there is a political influence and an organism that wants to give rise, because it's had rise in this country, to think that, no, we're going to do convenient things. These are the same people that give us activist judges that say, the vote's really not important. We don't need to debate this in Congress. We know better. They don't. They're deplorables. They're despicables. They're less thans. They're invalidated. They're forgotten men and women. They have no place in the political debate. And, you know, we'll take care of it for them because it's not them that built it. It is the government. It is the brain trust and the elites of our country that are in charge, and they're the ones that know better. That is what's being thrust upon we the people.
Exactly. I mean, they don't believe in a two-party state even anymore. You know, I mean, like, as much as I hate liberalism and I hate the policies or the lack thereof of the modern Democrat Party, it seems like their entire platform for this midterm is just, we hate Trump, so vote Democrat.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Or even worse, Bill, hey, we're going to raise your taxes and re-regulate the economy and go back to the muck that we had under the 8 years of Barack Obama. How's that for a selling point?
Yeah, let's exchange 4% GDP for 2% GDP. Oh, man, I'm in line for that one. Let's make that happen right away, right?
Exactly. But I mean, I would never want to live in a society where we didn't at least have those choices. You know, I mean, I think that the most liberals, I mean, they talk about fascism and, you know, not wanting to allow, you know, differentiation of thoughts and things like that. I mean, they don't want conservatives to exist in this country anymore. They would rather eliminate our party. You know, they want to impeach a legitimately elected president. They want to uphold and I'm sorry, they want to hold up and obstruct, you know, our process of Supreme Court nominations. I mean, they're doing everything they can to try to stop Kavanaugh. I mean, really, how far do you think do they think that they can stretch the limits of advise and consent? And they don't even have control of the Senate. So it's like, you know, it's basically becoming nonsense at this point. Anything that this president does that's a good thing, he's not going to get credit for it. Anything he attempts to do moving forward to push his agenda is going to be met with obstruction. I've often thought that, you know, the issue was some of the, I guess, establishment elements within the Republican Party, but it really is just outright, you know, obstructionism from the Democrats. I think that people that I used to, you know, hit on really hard, people like Mitch McConnell, if you look at what's been happening in the courts, let's say, for instance, with all the waves of nominations, they're doing all they can to try to put as many, you know, federal judges in place. They're trying to create the turnover that's necessary to, you know, once Donald Trump puts a lot of these policies into place, that it'll hold up through the court system. So, I mean, it really just boils down to you have one party that's sanity and looking at the problems of America through sober eyes, and then you have the far-left radical liberals. And that's really, unfortunately, where that party is gone. And I think the reason why they're not as relevant as they make themselves out to be, and the reason why this blue wave isn't coming, is that regular moderate Democrats, there may be union people or whatever, but they're working class white American Democrats in the middle of the country are not signing up for Alexandria Cortez, and they're not signing up for Jerry Brown, and they're not signing up for democratic socialism in America.
Well, they know what happened under 8 years of Barack Obama, you know, their savior. He didn't save them, you know. That's the bottom line. There's no doctor. There's no health care plan. Thank you very much. And 2% GDP. Wonderful. We just want to go back to that. We've got more from Julio after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Julio Rivera continues with us. Julio, over the weekend, Brock Long, who is the head of FEMA, had talked about the four legs of a chair that are critical in a successful handling, as much as you can declare something being successful in handling a natural disaster like a hurricane. He talked that the federal government is one part of that leg. You've got the governor that is critical, that the governor and his resources. Then you have the local mayor. So this is all trickles down to where that fourth leg is neighbor helping neighbor. It gets down to the grassroots level. In Puerto Rico, because there was, you know, anything that has to do with Trump, it all becomes controversial. The mainstream media piles on. It's become a propaganda machine and a pro-Democratic Party, you know, bit of the machinations and apparatchik for the DNC. You know, they piled on to, you know, President Trump making the statement that, as far as the federal government's involvement with Puerto Rico, that he saw it as a success, that Brock Long and FEMA did with what they had to work with the best they could do. You of Puerto Rican descent, you still have family in Puerto Rico that have been subjected to, you know, the chaos that has been part of Puerto Rico. And you and I have talked about this. This has been going on for a long time. So in a sense, it was a bit of a perfect storm because it really exposed the deficiencies of that, you know, that island.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Brock Long makes some good points there. And you have to remember also that last year's hurricane season was probably the worst one that, you know, certainly in my lifetime.
Right.
You know, so I think their resources were spread a little bit thin. But that being said, they were on the ground in advance of Hurricane Maria touching down. Before Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Irma had formed, and a lot of projection models had it hitting Puerto Rico. So federal government was in place. I think that truly the failings, and out of all those things that Brock Long brought up, the most important thing is, you know, what's going on at the local level. And I think that that's where the major failings that have led to, you know, the upwards of 3,000 people being declared dead as a result of, you know, the hurricane. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, the failings in advance of the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority.
Exactly.
You know, PREPA and all their lawlessness and raising all this money and basically functioning for all intents and purposes as a Ponzi scheme, the way that they were playing the game with the government development bank and, you know, the selling of the public bonds and the game that they were playing there. They wind up filing bankruptcy after supposedly raising $10 billion, and they claim $9 billion in liabilities. And, you know, after Rosello goes to Puerto Rico last year to, you know, basically, you know, hat in hand ask Congress for $94 billion, the oversight board for their bankruptcy, you know, the PROMESA board, winds up finding, you know, over $600 million in secret undeclared bank accounts. I mean, it's literally grabbing with both hands,
wow,
you know, in a lawless manner. No accountability for PREPA. I mean, why are these people in jail? I mean,
exactly.
Ultimately, there's people, all these people that died. I mean, those that should be, you know, 2,975 counts of, you know, involuntary manslaughter or whatever the charge you can get on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the disgusting part, but, you know, you talk about, in a sense, I mean, again, to put it in the context of socialism, doesn't this reek of some sort of socialistic mindset where you're taking from, you know, you're taking from the middle class, you're imploding the middle class for the sake of some elites, and they've helped themselves with both hands at the expense of Puerto Ricans. And what do they have to show for it? I mean, you've got half of the island that wants to be American citizens, the other half saying, hey, no way. They don't have a government that is trustworthy at this point, do they?
No, absolutely not. One thing that I've advocated for is for the federal government to seize control of the island. I would take out of power the current power structure, the you know, the mayors, the governor, just go in and have D.C. oversee it. And listen, as a conservative, it pains me to say that. I'm the last person that would ever want centralized federal control of, you know, any state or territory. But in Puerto Rico, it's gotten that bad. It really is a banana republic. There's a lot of lawlessness. It's a culture of corruption and lawlessness. And the only way to clean it up is to really do an entire top-to-bottom audit and overhaul. And really, it's about making an example of these crooked politicians and PREPA officials. I mean, these people really need to go to jail. Puerto Rico has an extraordinarily good probability of having a strong bounce back if they can clean things up like PREPA, because if we had a good, strong power infrastructure in Puerto Rico, a lot of people don't realize this, but there is a 4% corporate tax. It's called Act 20 and Act 21 of 2012 that was put into place, you know, about 6 years ago, which affords Puerto Rico or people, multinationals coming to Puerto Rico, or if you come off the mainland U.S. and you do business in Puerto Rico, you get a 4% corporate tax. I mean, that's exactly one of the most attractive tax rates in the world, but nobody's taking advantage of it because of the instability on the island.
Well, there's compromised return on investment. I mean, you've already got people that lost money because of all the corruption, and you've got to figure out what to do with that. That's a lot of money right now that's kind of just sitting there that hasn't been written off and reconciled. But, you know, Puerto Rico as a country needs to, you know, the thing is, Julio, here in this country, again, this is why we reinforce we the people. It's the people that have to come together, the people of Puerto Rico. They know their country. They've got a lot of pride, and they've got to take over their government and get those people out of there, these corrupt individuals, and turn things upside down on behalf of the rest of Puerto Rico, the people that want to have a responsible government. Because if they get their act together, like you said, that 4% incentive, boy, you got a lot of money coming in, and that can heal a lot of the problems there with Puerto Rico. But the money's going to stay offshore for right now until they're confident that there's a good chance of return on investment.
Exactly. And just to show you one test model, Ireland, which has a lot of similarities to Puerto Rico, it's about the same distance from New York City if you jump on a plane as far as distance and time and all that, and it's an island. But if you look at it, they have a 12% corporate tax there, and they've taken $277 billion worth of American investment over the last 20 years. That money would have done a whole heck of a lot of good for Puerto Rico.
Exactly. And for America as well, because of the partnership that we have with Puerto Rico. So this is key in what you're bringing up here. But, you know, we've got to make Puerto Rico whole again. And, you know, the problems with the utilities, this has been going on for a long time. We knew that their infrastructure was antiquated. And look what happened. All it took was a hurricane. So what are you going to do? Donald Trump is a business guy. You give him an opportunity, he's going to be all over it, you know. And we'll be able to help Puerto Rico heal. But meanwhile, you know, if the movement is so anti-Trump, I mean, you tell me, you know, Barack Obama was there for 8 years. Did he help Puerto Rico out?
The one thing that I would say is no, he didn't look into all these things that were building and festering over a long period of time. Basically this Ponzi scheme being executed by PREPA and, you know, the enabling officials and all that. No, he didn't. But the one thing he did do is they did do the Act 20, you know, that 4% corporate tax actually did go in under, you know, his administration. So I got to give him that because I have to be honest about it. That's the
No, no. Hey, we'll give him credit where credit is due. But the thing is like anything in any kind of business idea. Hey, good idea. But you got to see it to conclusion. Right. So where are the Democrats to see what's going on going? Oh, OK, here we are. We're pouring good money. We're pouring the people's money and opportunity into bad soil here. And that's what needs to be realized. And that's not win-win. That's it ends up losing. It costs we the people. It costs Puerto Rico. You know, people lose confidence in the country here, and we need to rebuild the confidence on all levels. Julio Rivera, Puerto Rican descent, is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Thank you, Julio.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, and a little bit on Rhea time. You know, I'll be honest with you, but you know, it's just the way God's wired me, I guess, or maybe my own stubbornness, as my dad would say. But good to have you along with us. Glad to be having you share a part of your day with us. Always, hey, we just can't do this without you. The bottom line is, let me tell you, you know, daily headlines of racial division, a growing immigrant crisis, rising murder rates, declining church attendance prove America is on a dangerous path of destruction. Why some feel the situation is dire. Dr. James Garlow and David Barton believe America can still be saved. You know, on this show, we've talked about having a Nineveh moment for America, in much the same as you read in the Bible about Nineveh, that it was to hell in a handbasket, and it took Jonah, who was rather reluctant to do so, to take the message from God to the people there. And the kings responded. They got the message, and they tore their clothes. They repented, and they were saved for 100 years. Because there's something about our humanity that pulls us away from God. Though there is that yearning in our hearts
to worship God and to be connected to Him, we still fight that dynamic that, you know, the difference between evil and good, you know, that is within us. And that's what we fight. But if there's no restraint, and we begin to or continue to see things according to our own eyes, this is what we get, is the headlines of today, the reality, the tragedies that are happening in our very households across this country and around the world. You know, and James Garlow and David Barton have written this book together. They've co-authored This Precarious Moment, they call it, Six Urgent Steps That'll Save You, Your Family, and Our Country. We're having a little bit of a challenge of getting a hold of Dr. Garlow, and as soon as he comes on, then we'll pick it up. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what is happening in our country. You know, in part, I kind of think a little bit like this is what I see, is you have Donald Trump going to black America, telling him, hey, what do you got to lose? You just had a black president, 8 years. What did he do for you? Maybe you got a phone. Maybe you got some health care. Maybe you got, you know, increasing numbers of welfare. Is that really what you want? You know, he spoke the truth to them, and they realized, and they knew all along. I mean, and whether it's black America, I think all Americans, anybody that is taking unfair advantage of the system and working the system, you do so at a cost. You know, there's absolutely nothing that is free, because you may think you're getting free government food and free other things, but it comes with a cost. And the cost is your own very, you know, productivity level, how that compromises your ability to be productive, your ability to learn, because instead of going out there in the marketplace and contending with the marketplace and learning from it, you know, you're at home watching TV. Or doing other things of an amusement type of entertainment, and that is rather mindless and, you know, and dumbing you down. And there are forces in this country today, and if you can see it, there are forces in this country that want us to be dumbed down. They want us disconnected, you know, from the Word of God. They want us disconnected from, you know, the Constitution. Because if we're so dumbed down and we're reduced to our lowest common denominator, we're enslaved. We give up our freedoms. The founding document of our country, the Constitution, as John Whitehead spoke about earlier, is the basis. It is the basis of our country. And where did that come from? A lot of the thought and basis of our Constitution came from the Word of God. So in much the same way that Donald Trump goes to black America and says, hey, what do you got to lose? It's like, I want to see God coming into America and around the world saying, hey, hello, how about trying me? I'm the guy who created all this stuff. What do you think? What have you got to lose? You know, in America, look at what happened since you have abandoned God. And of course, this has been going on for a long time. We cite the 60s because that's when the Ten Commandments was taken out of schools. But it happened long before then. It, you know, you can go back to, you can go back to what do I want to say? I'm thinking his name is right on the tip of my tongue and I'm losing it. Back to the 1850s. When you had, you know, the survival of the fittest, and you know who I'm talking about, and my brain has gone blank, so forgive me for just a moment, but you know who I'm talking about, okay? So he comes out, and it's all, you know, it's all got out of the picture. It's the survival of the fittest. And so this gave credence to and validity to a movement within our country that says, you know, we don't need God. And so what did they do shortly after that? It took a little bit of time. And initially, when it first came out, you know, the origin of species and that, it was like, okay, an evolution and all this. Darwin, there it is. Thank you very much. Thank you. Brad helped me. So Darwin, you know, everybody's buying into the, you know, not everybody, but there is a group of people buying into this. And systematically, they say, okay, how can we take over this country? And so one of the first moves they make, hey, we'll go after the educational system.
you know, what is now is now. There's nothing we can do about that. You know, why waste our time trying to convince a bunch of old people who are already established in their ways? We'll go after the kids. We'll take over the educational system. So look at the history of public education and who was in charge. It was Darwinites. It was people who were devoid of God. They had no concern for God. And if anything, they had an absolute disdain for God. Because if God's out of the picture, I can do whatever I want. I can abuse kids. I can abuse women. I can see things according to my own eyes. I can entertain my own personal devices and wants and desires because there's no God. There's no consequence. But history shows us that there is consequence. I mean, I don't know that we have to wait. I mean, I think it's rather dumb if you think you have to wait until the day you die and you're right before God, and then what do you got to say? Right in the face of truth. And I believe that when that happens, there's not going to be a big conversation here. I mean, you are going to know the truth. And you will be set free. Really, you will be set free. You'll either be set to his glory or free to his judgment. And you will be ultimately liberated. So if you want to have things your own way, and that's what you think that it's all about, you'll have it your way. And can you imagine what that would be like, to have it all your way in a godless environment? I'll tell you, the mere consideration of it shudders me. And so God comes into our society and says, hey, how about me? I'm the guy who created it. I designed you. I am the one. This is my popcorn stand. I put it all together. And I'm the manufacturer, as one of my Bible school teachers. I only wish he could have been a mentor, because I love this man. And I knew him for such a short period of time. Dr. Miles Monroe. And he changed my life in March of 1973 when I was in Bible college. We were privileged to have him as an instructor. And he talked about living on purpose. He talked about living on purpose in such a dramatic way that when Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life, I couldn't read his book on purpose. I told Pastor Rick, I couldn't read your book for 4 years. I just couldn't believe that anybody could do a better job than Dr. Miles Monroe, because it was so powerful. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. So stay with us here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget the DVD that we're giving away. Yes, David A.R. White gave us that DVD. We're talking God's Not Dead. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper. We'll put you in the hopper just like that. And lickety-split, you could be the proud owner of that brand new DVD, God's Not Dead.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that airs every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. The U.S. Drug and Food and Drug Administration has approved the first and only hyaluronic acid dermal filler for use in the back of hands. Now, you may not be aware, but a new survey shows nearly 2 out of 3 women believe their hands make them look older than their age. And as we age, we lose volume in the back of our hands, causing the appearance of tendons, wrinkles, and veins to become more pronounced. Hyaluronic acid is a natural occurring substance in the skin that helps provide fullness and elasticity. As it diminishes with age, it causes the skin to lose volume while increasing the chances for wrinkles to appear. With us to talk more about it is New York City dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer. Doctor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me, what happens with our hands as we age?
So we all are familiar with our aging face and neck, but sometimes we forget about our hands. Our hands get a lot of sun damage over time, so they might show some sunspots, and we work with our hands, so you might have some scarring. But also, sort of out of your control, is volume loss in the hands, where we lose fat and a little bit of the muscle, and our skin gets thinned out a bit. And you see prominent veins, the big blue veins in the hands, and you also see those strong tendons. And so people start feeling like their hands are looking like their grandma's, or that their hands don't really match their face, or that their hands are a giveaway, that they're older than they might appear.
Did the FDA just approve something to help this?
The good news is that the FDA did just approve the first ever hyaluronic acid to be used for volume loss in the hands. So for hand rejuvenation, Restylane Lift, was approved recently by the FDA. Restylane Lyft is the only filler that's already been approved in three areas. First, the nasolabial folds, the midface, and now the hands. And that tells us that it's safe and natural and that the side effects are very minimal and gives us the ability to teach other doctors how to do this procedure and this treatment for patients.
What exactly is Restylane Lyft and how does it work, doctor?
Restylane Lyft is a hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a molecule that's in all plants and animals, and its only purpose is to hold water. So think about it as a little sponge that pulls your body's natural water to it. When we inject it under the skin, slowly your body water comes to that area and softly fills the volume of the area. After about 2 weeks, that gel that was used to inject actually goes away and it's replaced by your own body water, which stays localized there. So you can't actually even feel it after about the first 2 weeks.
Is this the first and only of its kind?
This is the first FDA-approved hyaluronic acid for volume loss in the hands. So yes, it's safe, it's natural. It's been shown that Restylane Lyft after injection lasts up to 6 months in the clinical studies. I was one of the investigators in the study. The FDA studies were very meticulously done, and the side effects that we found were temporary and minimal. They might be point tenderness, perhaps where the small needle was injected, possible small bruising that lasts up to 1 to 2 weeks, a little bit of pain maybe when you move the hands. Again, that's very temporary, and perhaps a little bit of swelling.
What difference can it make?
What you notice after the filler is that it spreads evenly over and hides the prominent blue vessels and also the prominent tendons. So you'll just look like you just see your skin more, really, and less of the prominent veins and tendons underneath.
Well, doctor, where can the good people go for more information?
For more information about your Restylane Lyft treatment in the hands, you can go to RestylaneUSA.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great summer.
Our thanks to Dr. Ellen Marmer, a leading dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon, a recognized and admired expert in skin cancer, diagnosis, and surgery, Mohs surgery, reconstructive surgery, cosmetic surgery, and women's health dermatology. In addition to her private practice, Dr. Marmer is an associate clinical professor in both the Department of Dermatology and the Department of Genetics and Genomic Research at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. So as this FDA survey shows, or I should say this new survey shows, 2 out of 3 women believe their hands make them look older than their age. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the hyaluronic acid dermal filler Restylane Lyft for the correction of age-related volume loss in the back of hands for patients over the age of 21. And as Dr. Marmer indicated, the first and only hyaluronic acid injectable gel to be FDA approved for restoring volume to the back of the hands. So again, our thanks to Dr. Marmer for being on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 8 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Our interview with Dr. Jim Garlow will be taking place at another time, as you could understand. His book, along co-written with David Barton from Wall Builders, is called This Precarious Moment, 6 Urgent Steps That Will Save You, Your Family, and Our Country. And I know a lot of people are asking that question, what is it going to take? And I would say one soul at a time, as we talked with Dr. Franklin Graham, I should say Franklin Graham. I'm not sure he's a PhD or not. He should be. But anyway, we just so appreciate Franklin Graham's heart and passion for prayer and what he is doing, you know, with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, especially since the passing of his dad. But the idea is that, the world is going to change one soul at a time. It's coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, coming to the knowledge of God, realizing that it's not all about you. You are not the be-all and end-all. We are here to serve. When we think about our happiest moments in life, it's when we are serving. If you look back, and you see these benchmarks in your life and you think about, okay, when was I happiest? And oftentimes people will tell me that they realize that they were happiest when they were serving. This is what we've been designed to do. We've been designed to worship God, as Jesus said, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. It's a horizontal
and vertical relationship. If we think that it's all just about us and our own world, I mean, and this is the thing that's so messy sometimes about politics, and it's probably why my mother and father would tell me, you know, Bill, you know, politics and religion doesn't mix. And the thing is that religion, our faith, is to influence politics. And this is what happened with the origination of our government, going back to our founding fathers. These were people of faith. And they had to look to a higher ideal when they decided, hey, look, we're going to do something different here. Unlike anything that's ever happened before, where there were despots and kings and czars and, you know, and pharaohs that ran countries, it was going to be about we the people. As John Whitehead said, we the people. So the organizational structure was turned on its head. So instead of there being a king at the top, it was designed by our founding fathers to put the people at the top. But the people, you know, this is a position, just like being a king or anything else, it can be lonely at the top. And especially if you don't realize that you have the position of authority and what that looks like, what that exercise looks like. And what it demands of us is that we engage the government. So if you're a person of faith, then your engagement is backed by a reality and by a truth claim that is well substantiated and has veracity, because you can look back on those positions that you stand on, and it's, you know, it's evident. It's empirical. Time and again, you know, the theories that are being tossed about right now, you know, theories of socialism and that sort of thing, and it comes up from time to time, but this is man's idea. And it's all a farce, because people, you know, the everyday man and woman thinks, oh, well, you know, this is going to take care of me. I get rid of my my health care bills. I get rid of my tuition debt. It's all good. And those rich people, how dare they be rich? You know, wow. I mean, you know, how dare you think that you could, you know, limit their giftings and their talents, because in your eyes you see it as not fair. Well, you have an opportunity in this country that if you think you should be making more money and you've got the talents and the giftings, well, then go for it. Go make it happen. This is happening every day. You know, as we were talking with Sharon Miller earlier today, look what's happening amongst female entrepreneurs. I mean, they're taking off. I mean, they're taking full advantage of what's happening in our political landscape, in our governmental landscape, and they're opening businesses, their enthusiasm level, minorities, the same thing. We hear this across the board. Stephen Cortez had him on earlier this week. We talked about what's happening in the Hispanic community in that vein. It's an exciting time. And what we love about this country is opportunity abounds. But you can't do it by sitting on the bench and thinking that it should come to you, because the guy next to you has been working his tail off and he's earned his way, and somehow you think that you deserve part of what he's had, even though you've done nothing to earn it. And this is a government about self-responsibility. And, you know, we have the opportunity to do that. But at the very core, again, I go back to the very core of what makes the world go round, and that is God himself, who is very clear about the rules and how they're to be played out. He says very clearly, if you're lazy and you don't work, then you shouldn't eat. Well, that's the consequence of you not working. So it is not God-given that you should be laying, you know, on your and just sitting on your butt not doing anything. You've got to earn your way. This is Bill Martinez.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.